So if we are individual agents, then how should we be in a way that we can connect with each other and help each other? Yes. It is. Now, if in every relationship, we see that as a relationship not just with that person, but we see that also as a relationship with Krishna, then we won't just be reacting to what that person is doing. We will be able to see, okay, in this situation, I'm not just reacting. I'm going to, how can I best serve Krishna in this situation? Then we will respond according to our principles, our values. It's an example to illustrate this. Suppose there is a cloth shop where there's attendant. Now some people, when they go to purchase clothes, they just want to look at the whole shop. And they look at 100 clothes and they don't take in one dress after that. Now the attendant can get irritated. I have to take in all these clothes, I have to put them back, I have to iron them, I have to do this. And some customers are so finicky that as soon as they come in, all the attendants want to go away. Want to deal with that customer. But now suppose there's an irritable customer like that who's coming. And then the attendant is taking care. The attendant thinks that, that my salary is not coming from this person. My salary is coming from my boss. The camera's here, my boss is watching. Even if I don't make this sale, the attendant may not make the sale, but the attendant is throughout courteous, throughout polite, throughout kind, well-behaved. Then the boss will see that. You know how to deal with tough customers. Although they will not make a sale, but still, that attendant will please the boss. The boss may promote you. You know how to deal with tough people. I'll promote you. So what happens is, when we have a vertical relationship with Krishna, we have a horizontal relationship in this world with others, and we have a vertical relationship with Krishna. That vertical relationship with Krishna gives us the stability and the perspective to cope with irritations in our horizontal relationship. If we don't have that vertical relationship, then whatever others do, we simply react to that. And often small things become very big by that. But if we focus on trying to, how can I serve Krishna in this situation? I'm interacting with this person, but I'm not interacting only with this person. When we are in a relationship, see, every relationship, especially if it's a close relationship, it tends to define us. So if I define myself as an employee of this company, if I define myself as the son of this person, if I define myself as the husband of this person, the wife of this person, these self-definitions, if they are what is our primary self-definition, then if there's any problem in that relationship, we become insecure. We start feeling unworthy. So spirituality means our self-definition is, I am a servant of Krishna. I am a part of Krishna. And as a part of Krishna, I'll function as a son of someone, as an employee of someone, as a spouse of someone, as a parent of someone. But those are secondary. So when we root ourselves, when we define ourselves in our terms of a vertical relationship with Krishna, we can avoid emotional overdependence in our horizontal relationships. When we are emotionally overdependent, then we become too vulnerable to knee-jerk reactions. And that makes those relationships very volatile and unstable. But when we are rooted in our vertical relationship with Krishna, when we define ourselves in terms of our relationship with Krishna, then whatever storms come in our horizontal relationships, we can weather them with much more maturity. Thus, actually, our vertical relationship with Krishna can make our horizontal relationships also better. Okay? Thank you.
You got a question there, but just